USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Christchurch, New Zealand, 50 people were killed and 50 more hurt in two mass murders at two mosques. There's word of one worshiper who took action.
There is one man who was inside the mosque of the second attack, and he decided to act. He acted in a number of ways, trying to draw the gunman's fire on himself, trying to lure the gunman out of the mosque into the parking lot, and at one point was even able to pick up one of the gunman's discarded guns and throw it through his windshield.
The suspect, 28-year-old Brenton Tarrant, published a long manifesto online, and the murders were live-streamed on Facebook. President Trump issued his first veto. It came on a measure blocking his emergency declaration at the southern border. Democrats plan to hold a vote March 26th to override the veto. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles, you can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
In a manifesto, the suspect in the New Zealand shootings wrote, "President Trump is a symbol of renewed white identity." Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar on CNN.
His rhetoric doesn't help. And many of these people, whether it was the person who tried to bomb Barack Obama or this murderer in New Zealand, have cited Donald Trump along the way. At the very least, he is dividing people. They are using him as an excuse.
White House Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney defended the president on CBS's Face the Nation.
It frustrates me, just as a citizen, I think every time something goes wrong around the world now, not just in our country, somehow the President of the United States must be responsible. And that's absurd, and it doesn't help contribute to the dialogue that's necessary to fix these problems.
Ethiopia's transport minister now says preliminary data shows clear similarities between the Ethiopian Airlines crash last weekend and the Lion Air crash in Indonesia in October. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Fingers are being pointed at some social media platforms following the posting of the New Zealand massacre by the alleged killer. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Facebook and other social media companies are being criticized for helping spread violent content, like video of the New Zealand massacre. Senator Pat Toomey tells NBC's Meet the Press it's hard to decide on a fix for the problem.
I'm not sure where we come down on this, because as you know, in many cases these companies are really aggregators. You know, they don't have their own news departments per se. In some cases they don't have their own editorial boards, and so they're aggregating messages and they're providing a platform. And this is a new, very, very important challenge for us. I don't think there's an obvious or easy answer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
A U.S. diplomat condemns the New Zealand terrorist attacker. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The suspect in the Friday shootings at two mosques that killed 50 people says in a manifesto he released just before the attack that President Trump is a symbol of white identity. U.S. Ambassador to New Zealand Scott Brown says of the suspect,
somebody who's rotten to the core and clearly is an extremist who could walk into two mosques and without any care whatsoever kill people.
Brown goes on to tell CNN's State of the Union of that manifesto,
I'm not going to read it. I encourage others not to read it. I'm not going to give him the time of day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.